We have a special guest with us today, Mary Kay Mueller. If you have been around any time at all, you have met this lady. If you come on up, she is a wonderful, engaging speaker, has a wonderful program called 8 to Great that she takes into schools and all parts of the community that is a very much empowering of our people. And so I invite you to give her a warm Unity welcome.
It's wonderful to be back. Thank you. Unity. Community. Communication. That word communication comes from two words, common union. Ooh, what else does that make? Communion. There are churches where you can go to receive communion. And at Unity, we say, we come to be in communion, yes? But in order to do that, we have to communicate. So I chose for my theme today, listening, which is a theme I'm very much wanting to get better at in my own journey. So, unity. Let's start by communicating with someone near you. Just if you had to pick one word for the concept, not the church, but the concept of unity. What's one word or one phrase that you might choose to describe the concept of unity? On your marks, get set, go.
Connection. Together.
I heard some beautiful ones. Okay, yell them out now. Connection, I heard. What else?
Open.
What else? Acceptance. Beautiful. Oneness. Wonderful. And so as I was preparing all these beautiful words, I said, oh, yes, they're all so good. And another word came up for me, which we just got to experience from Jessica and Jay. Harmony. So because I love music, I'm going to use the music and the words to kind of help us talk a little bit more about communication. So I'm going to ask Gary to join me in communing. We're going to communicate. I'm going to ask him to choose a note, any note, and we're going to have some fun with it. Here we go.
Make a good one.
Don't be nervous.
All right, thank you for harmonizing, but my point was unison. Okay, so just... It is hard for us not to. Okay, so we're going to do it one more time, just Gary and I, just to show you one little point here. Thank you, Gary. So what did I need to do in order to resonate with him? I needed to listen. I needed to hear where he was, not ask him to be anyplace else, but simply listen. Okay, now let's have a little harmony. Feel free to join us on this one. Lovely. That's
nice
a little
harmony.
Richer, isn't it? It's a little richer. You know, I once had a marriage counselor say, if you were supposed to agree on everything, one of you wouldn't be necessary. So that whole diversity of having two different notes is beautiful. But Mary Kay, that's not when communing's hard. Communing's hard when there's discord. So again, just Gary and I, just for a second. Thank you. What'd that bring up for you? The desire for what? Resolving it, yes. A desire for resolution. Now, I think Gary will agree with me that out of the billions of songs ever written, maybe one out of 10 million ends in discord. They all end by having that right Bartok kind of dissonance and then a resolution to come back to harmony. It is just our desire for that. So because we don't want to end on that note, let's do it one more time where we'll harmonize. Ooh, let's give ourselves a hand. Thank you, Gary. Wonderful. So it is in the discord as well as the harmony that things become interesting, yes? So what I wanted to do was talk about the four things I had to learn about how to listen when there is discord. And oh my gosh, did I do these wrong? But in the midst of it, I'm going to give us a four-word phrase for how to listen with an open heart. So, isn't it nice how things make letters? And the letters of the four don't do these anymores are S-A-A-D, solace, advice, agree, disagree. Solace, MK, isn't that a good thing? Well, in little bits, but you know, comfort can get really overdone. Unfortunately, I'm going to give you a horror story. I'm at the funeral, and I'm all prepared to be a good listener to the people who just lost their father, right, who's my uncle. I'm really ready for this. I got this. But then up comes my cousin who lost his mom 18 months ago. And this is all bringing up that grief for him again, and he goes, I wasn't there. Why couldn't she have just waited one more day? I wasn't there. And I'm not proud to say that after listening to him for a while and hugging him, I said, you know, sweetheart, I've read that people pass between 2 and 4 in the morning so that their loved ones aren't there, so that it's a little easier to go home. I was trying to comfort him with a fact, sincerely, when all he needed me to say was, go on, I'm listening. Should we practice that one together? Here we go. Go on, I'm listening. Right? So I have a happier story that I did learn my lesson, and I'll share that one in a few minutes here. But solace, can you think back to a time where you said, oh, honey, there with God. Yes, your pet'll come back as your next pet. It's all good. Oh, really? No, yeah, I just, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's all going to work out. Really, sweetheart, it is. Pat, pat, pat. You know, understanding doesn't mean standing over. It means standing under. And so I really find that go on, I'm listening is usually my best bet. What about advice? Ooh. So what do you do for a living, MK? I help people solve their life issues and reach their goals. I basically solve problems for people. That's what I do for a living. Can you imagine my friends getting a little extra dose of advice, huh? How many of us can look back on a time we gave unsolicited advice? Let's just see those hands, okay. Okay, how many can look back on a time they got unsolicited advice? And it didn't feel good, did it? Advice is like standing over somebody and saying, well, it'll take you a long time to figure this out, so let me just help you here. Now, solicited advice, that's one thing. I mean, people, I go to my coaches and my friends all the time. But to take a deep breath before that word comes out of our mouth and say, really, did they ask for advice or do they just need to hear? What's the phrase again? Go on, I'm listening. And then there's agreeing. Well, come on, Mary Kay, what's wrong with that? Oh, well, let me tell you the story. One of my coaches, I have lots of coaches that teach our stuff around the world, and she's also my good friend, and so she called one day to chat, and she talked about this woman who had stopped talking to her, and it was just so frustrating, and I said, you know, she did that when we were back in Orlando. What was I doing?
Agreeing.
And then I caught myself, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, this isn't about Orlando. Go on, I'm listening. Well, it's when people do that to me, it reminds me of when that happened when I was, and she goes back to this deep, dark childhood memory. And she begins, of course, to cry. And I'm able to say, oh, sweetheart, that must have been so hard. Go on, I'm listening. I know you're listening. You're the best listener in the world, she said to me. And of course, I knew that was not true, but I was grateful for remembering those four simple words. Huh? And disagreeing, same thing, right? Huh? Oh, you shouldn't let something like that upset you. Oh, honey, he'll no, don't worry, right? Okay, well, I can talk at you, but that's really not what today's about. So anybody here willing to take a little risk? There's a little sheet of paper in your bulletin today. Now, I know for some people, you come to a service like this not really wanting to engage with other people. You just come to listen, which is great. Commune with Spirit, be solo on this one, that's great. But I am going to invite you to do something a little more daring if it serves you. Because I got a call about a week ago from one of my coaching clients, and she said, okay, I got how to listen when they're talking. What if they're not? Which is a very valid question. Come on, let's all look back to that relationship that went silent. It's frozen. But there happens to be a group of people, and I never seem to remember their name, who gave us a way to warm up. So I just want to give them credit here. Quantum Learning Network out of Oceanside, California, taught me these three questions, and they transformed me. Because when things went quiet, I was able to say, could we play the three questions game? And almost always, they said yes, right? Get this, these three questions were designed to bring world peace, to bring Palestinians and Israelis together to the table, to bring pro-lifers and pro-choicers. Imagine Democrats and Tea Party people sitting at the same time. Just a joke. Okay, so what I'm going to invite you to do is actually go to sit next to someone or just turn around to find someone who you didn't come with today. This is a little more fun with someone who's not so close to you. And simply ask them the question. Ooh, now I got to do this with Tom this morning. I did not know he played the saw. Holy cow, this is so fun to find out things. So the first question is, what's something I don't know about you? And it could be what you had for breakfast. We're looking for 30-second answers here. The second one is, what is something we grant? Oh, sorry, one last thing. Go through for question one, both of you, then question two, both of you, then question three, both of you. And we'll play a little, how about a little music while they discuss? Is that okay? Just a little instrumental music sure. To help them. Thank you. About one more minute. About 30 more seconds. All right, let's return to our seats. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap twice. Wonderful. Ooh, that was sure fun to watch. How did it feel to do? Isn't that simple? Now, if you did it with, I don't know, somebody you didn't know all that well, let me tell you the rest of the story. The woman who called me and said, what do you do when somebody won't talk? She was talking about her college-age son. And she said, I go to visit him, and I just don't know what to talk about, and I'm afraid I'm going to, like, ask, like, you know, are you dating anybody, and he's going to blow up at me or something. So I gave her these three questions, and she called me back, and she said, oh, my gosh. He opened up beautifully, and we chatted the entire time we were together. Willing to open hearts. So there's a new little skill for us, thanks to that wonderful group out of California. But what if you don't even have that son in college? When I speak to recovering groups, sometimes I look out and I see people who really don't have anybody other than that 1 hour a week. And they don't have the money for coaching or counseling. So one day I went on the internet, the ultimate communication, and I found it. How many of you have heard of 7 cups of tea? I am so grateful to get to share this with you because you might know someone who could benefit. 7 cups of tea is for that person that doesn't have anyone. And when I first went on it to check it out, I said, okay, what's the catch? No catch. One man had an active listening spouse. And he said, oh, honey, it feels so good when you just listen to me. What do people do who don't have you? And so he decided to create in small little bits and pieces, just like this church began, little communities of listeners. There are now 17,000 people who have been trained, like I have, by them. In 1 hour, he just takes you through a course of how to listen. And mostly you say, go on, I'm listening. 17,000. Why so many? Because that was the need. That was how many people were just longing for somebody to hear them. Jesus calls us to judge not. Huh? And the opposite of judgment is acceptance and listening. So I'm going to go back to Pam's word for unity, acceptance. And end with 2 little pieces here. First of all, I used to sing lots of weddings, and we know what reading happens at weddings, don't we? Love is patient, love is kind, love is never jealous, never rude, and I thought, bullshit. And then I'd get up and sing the Ave Maria, but... but one day... I exchanged the word. Now watch what happens when you just change the word love to acceptance. Acceptance is always patient and kind. It's not jealous. It's not boastful or conceited. It's never rude. It doesn't seek its own advantage. It doesn't take offense or store up grievances, but finds the joy in what is true. And where you are right now, not needing you to change your note. It's always ready to trust, to hope, to endure. So I always end with a little song, and I went to find the perfect harmony song, and I found out there's no harmony in this song. It's a unison song, but I'll just end with these little words that I'm sure most of you remember as a commercial, but it didn't start out as a commercial. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I better take over here. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world of us all standing hand in hand and echoing throughout the hills for peace throughout the land. It's the real thing. Coca-Cola, you're welcome. Thank you, sweethearts.